praise God. Hallelujah. You know, this type of gospel is not preached anymore. And that's why iniquity is increasing. Because there's nothing to check somebody of their excesses. People go to church. We started 9 a.m. Some people between 8 and now they are having their fourth service. So what did I tell them within that period? The Lord is good. God is good. They never tell us that God is a consuming fire also. They never tell us that it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of God. They never tell us that God, His patience can be exhausted. And so you see, true children of God find a lot of confusion when they begin to have problems in their Christian faith, not knowing what is happening to them. I am telling you now, have you not heard that if a man's way please the Lord, he maketh him to be at peace, even with his enemies? Why are you, daughter of God, son of God, no peace with all your neighbors? You say you are in the kingdom. The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Where is the peace you have? Listen, Christ is coming for only the believers, those who have received the Holy Ghost. Christ is not coming for religious Christians. He's not coming for church members. All this braggado about I belong to this church, I belong to this church, and you brag about the position you hold in the church has nothing to do with this. Hallelujah. See, I pray that God can cause me to say something in this exhortation that will turn everybody sitting down here listening to me to be a worker in the house of the Lord. I pray that God will cause one word to come out that will hit somebody to know that you are not in Christ to come and sit down and clap your hands and then shout hallelujah, amen, be among those who be counted among the number that came to church today. After service, they don't even turn to greet their neighbor by the side. But just after service, they enter their car, they go again. Which will be the next service? See you on Tuesday. Nothing more they do. I turned and I was looking. There's one young girl here. One of them, see the carry wire, Abby? You see, and the carry wire. In the carry wire. Is it not odd? That girl, the carry wire. That is, she came to this church. Which area will I serve? Oh, then the carry wire. Hey, I don't know if you carry camera, I can carry wire. Now it's a revelation. Nobody is paying her for it. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. See, you go, sister, and then you allow a man to sleep with you. Say it's your fiancé, it's your fiancé. Either of two things will happen. I am telling you, I have been saying these things. I'm saying it to help you, not to pass judgment on you, so that you will take heed and live a life of pathway of peace in your life. You go and sleep, and you're a member of a church like this that speaks against it, have told you the evil associated with it. God hates it. And you say, this man, you go, you do your own. If you're a true child of God, before you know what, that relationship will break. If it doesn't break, that's all will go remain. Oh, engagement year one, engagement year two, engagement year three, engagement year four, engagement year five. And God is telling you, which marriage do you want again? You're already married. That is God's judgment before the rapture. After the rapture, Romans chapter 14, this is where we read for the text. Romans chapter 14, from verse 10. This is what he said. When he said, but why does that judge thy brother? Or why does that set another thy brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Where we read, for it is written, as I live, said the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then, every one of us shall give account of himself to God. Now, he said, yeah, every one of us, us here is us, the believers. And he particularly said, we shall stand before the judgment seat of Christ, the judgment seat of Christ. This is the way he told the Corinthians, he told this to the Romans. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 9 and verse 10. Chapter 5, verse 9 and verse 10. He said, wherefore we labor. Labor here is in serving the Lord. Wherefore we labor, that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him. Verse 10, my emphasis. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he has done, whether it be good or bad. Now, take note that he says, it's after the rapture. And he called it the judgment seat of Christ. Now, this judgment is unto reward. It is now for you to bring forth what you have done with the talent. Come and give account of the talent. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Put it this way. Let me read it from verse 1. Let me read it from verse 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. It says, and I, brethren, this is what brought about the statement where I am going to, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat. For hitherto you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are you able. For ye are carnal, you are yet carnal. For whereas there is among you envy and strife and divisions, are you not carnal and walk as men? For while one say, I am redeemed, I am choosing, I am Catholic, I am Anglican, I am Coquin, I am ERCC, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos. Are you not carnal? Who then is Paul? And who is Apollos? The ministers by whom ye believed, even as the Lord gave to every man. I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then, neither is he that planted anything, neither he that watered, but God that giveth the increase. Now he that planted and he that watered are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are laborers together with God. You, the church, are God's husbandry. You are God's building, the temple of God, the spiritual building of God. According to the grace of God which is given to me, unto me, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. Let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, whatever you use in building, hallelujah, every man's work shall be made manifest. For the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by what? By fire. And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he has built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Because once saved, forever you are saved. But you will suffer loss. Amen. Every man's work shall be tried. And he said, it shall be tried by fire. When he says to be tried by fire there, it doesn't mean that there is going to be hellfire and then we pass through. If the fire burn you, you are safe. If the fire not burn you, you are safe. If the fire burn you, no. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He is likely, Peter also brought a picture of it, where he says, we are like our faith, which is more precious than gold. That when it is tried, he used our trial, what we go through, and liken it to gold. When you want to see the purity of gold, gold is cleansed by fire. When you bring it from the earth, hallelujah, when you bring it from the earth, a lot of attachments are there because it has been so long under the earth. And a believer is likened to gold that has been so much in the world, and you have a lot of worldly attachments that are around you. A lot of worldly influences that you come to Christ with. So some trials and temptations, some difficulties that God allows us to go through is like gold that goes through the fire. And anything that is not gold, fire will burn it. Everything, anything that is not gold, is only gold that cannot burn with fire. Instead, it purifies it, it makes it look better and shiny more and more. And that is how a believer's life is likened to gold that is tried by fire. And so also, we are going to pass through situations that whatever we did with the talent that God gave us, whether it will be something that will stand the test of time. Whether you can truly stand and defend it. Whether it is something that has eternal value, or it is just a temporal value here. Because a lot of the reason why some of us serve, even offer to serve, praise the Lord. And all this, so this is what happens after the rapture takes place. For 7 years, the marriage feast is going on there in heaven. Hallelujah. The marriage feast will be going on there in heaven. We'll be celebrating. We'll be doing our honeymoon. We'll be celebrating there. Hallelujah. We'll be there shaking one another. For 7 years, we are giving testimony. Of all, you made it. Sister, you made it. Wow, you made it. Wow, you made it. Hallelujah. We'll be celebrating, 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 celebrating. That's what the songwriter caught when he said, when we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun. Hallelujah. I say praise God here for 10 minutes. Some people, after they talk for 5 minutes, you don't stop. But what we are going through here, by the time we escape, and then we reach up. Hallelujah. And then we can see one another. Oh boy, you made it. Oh boy, you made it. Sister, you made it. You made it. You'll be hugging yourself. 7 years. Within that period, we're in the palace there. Then he will come to the Jews to reveal himself to them. Remember, he blinded them for our sake. Then he has finished with us, like Joseph in Egypt. They rejected him, his brethren rejected him. But a Gentile nation accepted him and made him a king. It's a type of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And while he was in Egypt, he got himself a wife, a queen there. Hallelujah. And while he was revealing himself to his brethren, where was his wife? She was in the palace. While he was here dealing, they were doing the game. They would go there, arrest them, bring them back. He was doing all that he was doing with them. Then finally he revealed himself to them. And then they were crying, "Hey, not just everything, so we don't finish." He said, "No, you thought to do me evil, but God used it to save life." Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. See, that is why Apostle Paul said, "Eye has not seen, neither has he entered into the heart of man, what God has prepared. Ear has not heard it." Those of us who love is appearing, listen. Revelation determines how you live your Christian life. You need to know something. In Hebrews chapter 11, the heroes of faith, he said, among these people, there were people that looked forward to a city with foundation, whose builder and maker was who? God. And because they were looking forward to that city, they live on earth here like pilgrims. They were walking and living in tents, no matter how wealthy they were. They were ready to move at any time. And so, you have to catch this revelation. If not, you will never live a fulfilled Christian life. The things that some of you kill yourselves over is lack of revelation. It's lack of revelation. You're killing yourself over things that will decay. Set your heart on things eternal. Kill yourself over the things eternal. Not things that will perish. You know. That's why the songwriter said, he said, "Brother, I'm far from the Savior today.
Seeking your soul for the things that decay.
Oh,
if today God should call it away, what would you give in exchange for your soul?
Brother,
what would you give?
Sister, what would you give?
Oh,
what would
you give
in exchange for your soul? Oh,
oh, it to me.
God should call it away.
What would you give
in exchange for your soul?" Hallelujah. When we gather there, we are gathering for reward. That's a reward that makes some of us serve God the way we are serving Him. People think that I am foolish. This malam not like money. You know, na malam na ba komi. There is nothing ba komi. Yes, it's ba komi because akwe komi a chansama. There's komi up there. Hallelujah! An opportunity cost is what I am exercising. I lose one to gain the other. You lose that one, you gain that one, you will lose this one. You gain this one, you will lose that one. You can't hold the two of them at the same time. Glory be to God. And to start with, am I not stupid to kill myself? As long as I am alive, this church will pay my house rent. If I am assured of accommodation, what am I killing myself for? Killing myself. Amen. Listen, church. Hallelujah. Therefore, it will be stupid for me to make acquisition of material things a priority for ministry. I am working by revelation because I am pursuing things eternal. And it's the wisest thing you can do, living your life on earth here. People don't know it. Praise the Lord. And you will not regret it. Look, Matthew chapter 19. From verse 27. "Then answered Peter and said unto him, Behold, we have forsaken all and followed thee. What shall we have therefore? See the answer. Jesus himself answered, said unto them, verily I say unto you, that you which have followed me in the regeneration, that is in the millennium, when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory, that is your reward, you also shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. You will judge how many communities there for Igbo land. You will judge your own community. I will judge my own community. Everywhere, wherever God pick you from, you are coming to judge that place. Hallelujah. And everyone, verse 29, that has forsaken houses or brethren or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my name's sake shall receive an hundredfold. This hundredfold is here. Here, you will get it. And the second thing, shall inherit everlasting life, eternal life on top. But he added, but many that are first shall be last, and the last shall be first. But before I come to that scripture, I'm looking at the reward. The certainty of a reward for service. And you see that also in Matthew chapter 20, you can read it on your own from verse 8 there, where he says, from verse 1 to verse 8, Matthew chapter 20, the laborers that he hired at different times, and it was at evening that he called them the end of the day for reward. And he tried to explain there that the same reward that those who started have is the same reward we at the end will also have. Oh, glory be to God. So their own is 12 tribes of Israel. Our own will also be the same wherever you come from. He is the one that called us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In Revelation chapter 3 and verse 21. Revelation chapter 3 and verse 21. And that is the Laodicean church age. He said, to him that overcometh all the trials, all the temptation, all the humiliation, all the difficulties, up and downs of the Christian faith, to him that overcometh the Antichrist in this age and the gods of this evil age, will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. Where is the throne of the Son of God? It's in the millennium. When you will be sitting in Jerusalem as the King of kings, we shall be the kings in all the regions of the earth. And we shall reign with him for 1,000 years in our angelic glorified bodies that never grow old again. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Why wouldn't I want to be a partaker of it? Hallelujah. I want to be a partaker of it. 2 Timothy. Amen. No, 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2 and verse 3. Do you not know that the saints shall judge the world? The saints, they are the sanctified ones, you and I. And if the world shall be judged by you, are you unworthy to judge the smallest matters? Verse 3. Know ye not that we shall judge angels? How much more things that pertain to this life? So from this scripture, he said we shall judge the world. When shall we judge the world? In the millennium. That we shall judge the angels. When shall we judge the angels? In the white throne judgment. When all those angels that rebel against God will be put in the lake of fire. Christ, we'll be sitting there to judge, and we shall sit down there and judge with him. That is exactly what we see in Revelation chapter 20 and verse 4. Revelation chapter 20 and verse 4. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them. And judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ. How many years? 1,000 years. 1,000 years. He said they were thrones were set and judgment was given to them. They sat upon throne. We are the ones he's referring to. That is the throne, the millennial throne. And judgment was given to us. And we reign on earth here to judge the world for 1,000 years. Praise the Lord.